In this season of Love Your Life, we focus on the Quran with the ultimate goal of creating a strong bond with the Holy Book for us to reflect and connect one ayah at a time. I am Maya Al-Saeed, and welcome to Love Your Life.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, Most Gracious, Most Merciful. We ask Allah to send His peace and blessings upon our Prophet, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his companions. رَبِّ اشْرَحْ لِي صَدْرِي وَيَسِّرْ لِي أَمْرِي وَاحْلُلْ عُقْدَةً مِّن لِّسَانِي يَفْقَهُوا قَوْلِي. Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh to my dear listeners on Oman FM. This is your host, Maya Al-Saeed, and on your show, Love Your Life, connecting your heart, inshallah, one ayah at a time. I can't believe this is the last episode of the season. Subhanallah, how time flew. May Allah accept all our fastings, our du'as, our good deeds, bi-idhnillah ta'ala. As always, I didn't think I'm going to be alone this last day. No, of course not. I have a guest, subhanallah. We're ending it today with Sister Uzma, bi-idhnillah ta'ala, Suhail Qureshi. Did I say that right, sister?
Right.
Today's topic, inshallah, will be the lifeline between you and your Creator. I think it's such a beautiful topic and a beautiful way to end the season. As always, this show is a live show. One of my favorite things about the show, apart from the fact that we're talking about the Quran and the people in the show, I love that it's live, which means you can call us as you're listening in to Oman FM, either through the radio or Al Ain app. You're more than welcome to join us by calling 24602058, and get a chance to win a couple of clear Quran, inshallah, because I have, I think, about three to give away. So who knows, you might be one of those. And also, I have a copy of The Big Little Steps from my guest of yesterday, Matilda Jane. That is also up for grabs. So call and join. Okay, enough of the introduction of the show. And now I would like to formally introduce Uzma. Assalamu alaikum, Uzma.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Jazakallah khairan kaseeran for the beautiful invitation by the beautiful person. It is an honor to be with you in the show.
Jazakallah khair. It is an honor to have you. And I always say this show, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who chooses who comes. Truly. We plan, you know, I planned for several people to come. It didn't work out. And then Allah just, with His wisdom, with His hikmah, decides who ends up coming to the show to talk about His book.
Subhanallah, that is so true. It is always Allah. It is the will by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are able to do things.
Subhanallah, alhamdulillah. May Allah accept it from us, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. So Uzma, tell me a bit about you. We've met before. Although
yes,
virtually
in the webinar, yes. And on ground there's a graduation ceremony by the Hidayah.
You were there.
Yes.
Subhanallah, I don't remember you. Usually I'm very good with faces, but
really?
I think with age maybe.
So my name is Uzma Suhail Qureshi. I am doing Islamic psychology and studying, alhamdulillah.
Mashallah.
I am chairperson of Oman Sister Student Committee and Vice President of Student Representative Council at IOU. And alhamdulillah, I am among the winners of MOPA, Practical Dawah Project, and position holder with lots of achievement award with the blessing and mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
MashaAllah.
And most above all, I am student of Quran and a student of knowledge.
Tabarak ar-Rahman. Such a beautiful introduction. And may Allah increase you, ya Rab, in knowledge, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, and elevate you in this dunya and the next, bi-idhnillah.
Ameen wa yaki.
So tell me, I believe you're a born Muslim.
Yes, alhamdulillah.
So, mashallah. So you're born into this beautiful religion. And like many of my guests, I like to know, have you always had this connection with the Quran?
No, not at all. I have a very, very basic relation, very base level of relation with the Quran. I just read it for the rewards and that's it. I never ever thought to contemplate on the verses, on the meanings, context behind this magnificent book from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So it's just like ritual, like ritually I see, okay, if I read the verse, I get the reward. That's it. Or maybe reading Surah Kahf when the Juma comes, like this. That's it.
So subhanAllah, many of us, which is very sad, I feel.
Yes, very, very sad. We are missing very, very important piece of life.
Mm.
Yes.
Yani, I know this is not a question, maybe one would answer. Could answer what, but I think I want to ask it. How do you think, from your point of view, that we can change this with the future generation, like with the young people? With, for example, I have a 2-year-old daughter now. From your experience, how do you think that I can have my daughter not go through the same, have that connection from the time she understands how to read Arabic?
I think from the beginning, start making relationship with the Quran, that this book is very important in life. Mm. This is the miraculous book. Anything it touches, it becomes very, very beautiful. When the Quran touches an angel, it becomes the best of angel, yes. Angel Jibreel alayhi salam. When the Quran touches the month, it becomes the best of month Ramadan. Yes. When Quran touches the messenger, it becomes the best of messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When the Quran touches month, it becomes the best of month Ramadan.
Yes.
When Quran touches the night, it becomes the best night,
yes.
The Laylatul Qadr.
Yes.
You see, everything it touches, it becomes most beautiful in his form. When it touches the nation, Allah said in Quran that you are among the best of all nations.
Subhanallah.
You see the beauty of this Quran. This is the book which keep us gifting.
Mm.
We are the one who is in loss if we are not contemplating opening it to know the message behind this magnificent book.
Subhanallah.
Yes.
And I think you're very right. The fact that my daughter can see me, yeah, reading the Quran, reciting the Quran, we are the first role models for our children.
True. Subhanallah.
And then she will realize, okay, this is what is supposed to be done, like prayer. Similar, yes, to that. When she sees me praying, she will also come and stand. She's only 2, Noor. She will come and do the body
actions,
movements.
Yeah.
Yes, subhanAllah. Just mimicking, not knowing what, yes, she is doing. SubhanAllah. So I don't know why I wanted to ask this. I just felt called to do,
yeah,
so.
It's always good when the children ask questions, encourage them. Tell them, yes, ask question that why mama is reading the book.
Mm.
Why mama give this book so much importance? What is so important about this book? Because children ask so many questions out of their curiosity. Never ever shut down them. No, you will know maybe when you will become big or something.
Mm.
Give them answers according to their age and mind. Yeah.
Subhanallah. So you said you were just like many of us, Ilma, that at the beginning, it was just reading for the sake of getting the rewards, be it Al-Jum'ah, just reading a little bit, reading in our prayers. So what changed?
Lot of things happened in my life that changed. Actually, this is very common thinking, very toxic, actually common thinking, that everything when you're in life, everything is good, then Allah is so much happy with you. Because I am also with this thinking pattern. So alhamdulillah, I was born in a very blessed family with lots of luxuries around me. And life is so easy. Anything I wish for is granted to me. So I thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so happy with me. That's why my life is so easy. Subhanallah. But Allah have a better plan for my life. So Allah wants to open the reality of this world in front of me. So here comes the time of trials and test.
Subhanallah.
And there was a phase in my life that everything which I do, no matter how much I tried, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is closing doors one after other. I go right, door close. I go left, door close. So I don't understand that what was happening in my life that time, that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing with me.
Mm.
I don't understand what I did wrong. That Allah is testing me in such a painful way that nothing is open for me and the old doors are closed. So I was so devastated, so heartbreaking at that moment. Until after trials of years.
Years.
Years, yes. Because I keep banging on those closed doors. My focus is banging and knocking on those closed doors.
That are not opening for you.
That are not opening for me. But after so much long time, I realized that there is one door which is open. This is the door from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is opening since the beginning. I am the one who is not watching. Mm-hmm. Because Allah is Al-Wadud, all living. His door is always open for everyone. Everyone, no matter in what situation in life you are thinking that this life is hopeless, this world is dark or something. But there's Allah is always there for you to welcome you. Mm-hmm. It's just you to take that one step towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So after I realized that, okay, that one door is open, but how can I reach that door? Because to reach the destination, we need GPS or navigation. So in order to reach that door, I have to make some changes that, okay, I have to know that how can I reach that door? So my navigation, my at that point is Quran. Mm. I realized that Quran is the book which is the book of guidance, and it guide me to that, towards that open door.
Subhanallah, such a beautiful, difficult journey, yeah?
Yes.
But beautiful ending and realization that as the book was sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was intended to be a guidance for us. And finally, yani, alhamdulillah, that you saw that.
Yes, after so many trials, because my focus is on all the things which are not for me. And I keep focusing on those closed doors, which is the mistake of many of us.
Mm.
If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala closing one opportunity, we should move on to other. If one door is closed, we can go towards the other opportunity, other things in life. We just don't have to just sit and sob or focus on things which are going not right in our life. So alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show me that open door. And through the Quran, I begin my journey with the Quran, alhamdulillah. And you know, when I start searching, that from where I start, the ayah, surah, where, from where? Because Quran, this is the book with 114 chapters, surah. So from which surah or ayah I start? And you know which ayah comes first in front of me? That it is the ayah that he found you lost and guided you.
Mm.
Subhanallah, I just broke into tears. Allahu Akbar, and fall into sujood and thank Allah to, yeah, Allah, thank you for guiding me.
Yeah, subhanallah.
Subhanallah, and the ayah which is attached with that ayah is, don't be sad, Allah is with us.
What, this is from what?
Yeah, the one which the Allah found you, he found you lost and guided you is from Surah Duha, Ayah 7.
Mm-hmm.
And the ayah which says that don't be sad, Allah with us is from Surah Tawbah, Ayah 40.
MashaAllah. Such a beautiful way to introduce the topic for today, which is the lifeline between
you and your creator.
You and your creator. And with that, we'll just take a short break, inshallah, and be right back to dive into the topic. You can call us on 24602058. We would love to hear from you. Welcome back to Love Your Life on Oman FM. Today I have for my final, I feel like crying, but my final episode for the season with, which I'm very glad to have, Sister Uzma Suhail Qureshi. And we are talking about her discovery, subhanAllah, on how she realized the, I think like many of us, sometimes we go through life knocking on doors that are not meant for us. And we insist, yeah, for many years, like Sister Ulma did, on knocking on this door should open. But then we learn the hard way through heartache, through tears, feeling broken, and all these negative feelings, unfortunately, that this door is not meant for us. And then Ulma realized that there is one door that's always open, which is the door of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through it, she found again, she always used to read the Quran, but as many of us did, just read and not read with a present heart and understand that Allah is speaking to us. This book is for us to know how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to know how to live this life the way He has created it for us to live. This is a live show. You're more than welcome to call us by dialing 2460205824602058. So, Uthma, after you decided that you're not going to be knocking on those closed doors anymore and you are heading to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the full intention of getting to know Him and understanding His book, the ayahs that came to you, what happened next, Yani, after this chapter?
Okay, another ayah I want to mention as well. It is in Surah Baqarah, which shook me literally when I read that, and we will surely test you with something of fear and hunger and loss of wealth and lives and fruits, but give good tidings to the patient. So after reading this, I am like, it is there. It is always there. Allah gives all of us heads up. Like, Allah give this thing to all of us, no matter at what level of our life, we will surely test you. Allah will surely test us. So the question is, are we prepared for that test? Are we ready for that test?
No.
Are we doing, because we cannot control the test which is coming, but we can control, because Allah already gave us the tools that how to pass the test. And even Allah gave the question and the answers.
Yes.
We are the ones, subhanAllah, who is lagging behind. So after researching and contemplating on the ayah, then I begin the study of tafsir. Because you know, today, in this today age, the technology, everything is on fingertips. So I open multiple tafsirs from scholars, because I'm not okay with reading one scholar. So I open multiple tafsirs from different scholars to know the point of view behind the context of the ayah, and what is the reason behind the ayah, and how we can apply that ayah in our lives.
So this, what you're doing here is going a level deeper than just pure reflection. You're going really back to the like source and finding out why and all of that.
Yeah, the tafsir. And after that also, I enroll myself from different courses, Islamic courses, because we always need a teacher.
Yes.
And a guide to study. So I enrolled in Usul al-Hadith,
mm-hmm.
Usul al-Tafsir, Fiqh, Sira,
Tabarak
al-Rahman. Yes.
Okay, I'll just pause you here as we take this caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum. Hello.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. She recognizes who you are, so please tell me your name.
My name is Habiba, and I'm her sister.
Assalamu alaikum, Habiba. Lovely to have you on the show.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. It's so good to talk to you.
Same here. So please let us know what you have to say.
I'm just calling to let you know and to let Uthma know that we are all so, so proud of you, mashallah, tabarakallah. And also we are so glad to be a part of her journey.
Alhamdulillah. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. I love you so much.
So beautiful. Jazakallah khair. And thank you for calling. You are a winner of the Clear Quran, inshallah, which I will give to your sister to give to you.
I just want to say, may Allah bless you both in this world and in the hereafter. And may Allah reunite us all in Jannatul Firdaus.
Allahumma ameen. Allahumma ameen.
And I really appreciate all the good things that you are doing.
Jazakallah khair. May Allah accept it from us all, bi'idhnillah ta'ala. Thank you so much, Habiba. I love your name, by the way. It's really nice.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Habiba, for calling. You also can join us by calling 2460-2058 and also win a copy of the Clear Quran, inshallah. So you were saying that you enrolled yourself in Usul al-Fiqh and what else?
Usul al-Hadith.
MashaAllah.
And then Fiqh, Seerah, and Etiquette. There are certain multiple courses of Islamic etiquettes of seeking knowledge.
Mm.
Because when we are studying Islamic knowledge, there are certain etiquettes which we have to follow. Because there is a balance between going into extremism,
yes,
and being on the lazy side. There should be a balance, because we are the nation of balance.
Yes.
So for our studies, there should be balance. We have to know what is right and wrong and what is the balance in between.
SubhanAllah. I find that, I don't know what's the word to describe you, Arma. MashaAllah. I think it's very inspirational, especially someone who's very young. Yeah, if you don't mind me asking, how old are you?
Oh, some things are left, better left unsaid.
She's a pure lady. She doesn't want to say her age. It's okay. But because, you know, people tend to go to religious studies after they've lived their life. if Allah have given them the life to live until they're 50, 60, after they've, you know, done the job, they're settled, then they think, okay, what do I do now? Now I will go and, you know, study and all of that and get into religion. But at a young age, when Allah blesses you, subhanAllah, and you see that door and you go to it running, yes. Tabarak al-Rahman, that's such a beautiful honor. Salam alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
How are your sister?
Alhamdulillah, I'm good.
Who's on the line with me?
I'm Shifa.
Shifa, okay. She also recognized you. And how are you related, or how do you know Uthma?
We have been friends, alhamdulillah. Aww. And through this journey, we got to know each other, and I'm really proud of her and really happy for her. And alhamdulillah, all the things that I'm listening to, it's so inspiring. And I'm sure that other listeners as well, it is really inspiring for all of us, alhamdulillah.
Alhamdulillah. You want to say something to her?
Oh, I love you for the sake of Allah. I'm so happy you surprised me with the call.
Alhamdulillah, I love you too for Allah's sake.
Jazakallah.
Jazakallah.
Thank you. And you've also won a...
this amazing podcast because we get to learn so much.
Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah. May Allah accept it from us all. And please continue sharing it with your loved ones. And you have also won a copy of the Clear Quran.
Jazakallah.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Keep the calls coming. We're so enjoying having you, and you're making, you should see Uthma when she hears your voices. Oh, she just lights up. Jazakum Allah khair for making her so happy. And you can also call us if you want to be part of the show by calling 2460-2058. Okay, Uthma, so we were talking about how, well, the last thing I said is how I think it's an honor at such a young age to be able to study and have that intention to seek knowledge of Islam, of the Quran. So what do you do like with this knowledge? Do you teach other people?
Yes. May Allah make us those who benefit, make us, help us to become those who benefit Ummah. So definitely, I'm still studying. So inshallah, after completing my bachelor's, I will do something which helps people to understand more about, especially the youth.
Mm.
Because our youth is the one nobody understand them. Mostly their complaint is that the people are so much hard on them, people are so judging on them, and they don't understand what they are going through. So I want to do, inshallah, something for the youth.
Inshallah.
Become the inspiration for them to start to open the book of Allah, to have more love for the Islam, for the Quran.
Hmm.
Yes, inshallah.
Inshallah. I think the youth, they... I don't know how to say this without offending the youth. The youth, I think, you know... sometimes it's just a language, not a language barrier per se, but an intentions barrier. When people guide or when they give advice, because they are a bit upset that you don't see the truth or you don't see the path that you're on. So it's coming out of love, if you believe it or not, whoever is giving you advice. But I always tell people who give advice, when you give advice to somebody, especially when it comes to do with deen, give it with kindness and love.
Exactly.
Just as our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to do. Don't be, why are you doing this?
Yes.
You're going to go to hell.
Yes.
You, first of all, we don't know where we're going to end up. Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. But we shouldn't judge each other. Even though this person is committing a sin, you don't condemn that person for committing the sin, because maybe they don't know.
Exactly. And not everybody is blessed to be born in a Muslim family, but not blessed to raise as a Muslim. Mm. Because there are Muslims who are very, very moderate, who are listening music, watching movies, going cinemas, wearing immodest clothes, but they are Muslim.
Yes.
You never know that how the person born, how they raised in life, what are the things which changed them. But you never know the future of anyone. Maybe the person repented and they become the best version of themselves.
Subhanallah. And we have another call. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, Muhammad. Oh, sahih Muhammad?
Yes, it's Muhammad.
How are you, Baba?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah, I am well.
I just wanted to tell you that what I'm about to speak is truly from my heart.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wanted to tell you thank you for this lovely show. And you've inspired me and changed me since last season, mashallah. And I just wanted to tell you that to keep doing this lovely show, inshallah.
Inshallah.
And And today's story is, it's changing like mindsets of people, and how mashallah, someone who didn't actually, who just read Quran without understanding it, found the door that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened for you.
Habibi Muhammad, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye
bye. We'll just take a short break and we'll be right back.
You can call us on 24602058. We would love to hear from you.
Welcome back to Love Your Life on Arman FM. I tend to tell my guests, you can cry, it's okay. But then when it comes to me as the host to get that emotional from Muhammad's call, just because he thanked me, subhanAllah, for doing the show, and he says how it changed him, because that is the intention of this show. For when somebody, subhanAllah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows somebody's heart to be changed by something from this show, from my guest, from myself, subhanAllah, from the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I can't help but get emotional, because alhamdulillah, the intention that I had for this show has reached bi'idhnillah, even if it is only one person. Fajazakum Allah khair, especially Muhammad and Hamid. they are my sons, I always say, and they've been a critical part of the show since last season and even this season. Jazakum Allah khair, Muhammad and Hamid, for always being part of the show. So my guest and I today are talking about the lifeline between you and your creator, and of course we mean the Quran. I have Uthma Suhail Qureshi with me, and you said you wanted to say
an ayah.
I
want to share one more ayah which made me cry, subhanallah. It's in Surah Al-Insan, ayah 30. Surah Al-Insan, ayah 30. You cannot will unless Allah wills. So no matter how much hard you want to try, if it is not willed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, know that you cannot able to do that, even if it is a good work or a bad work. So anything good you are doing in this life, know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is helping you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is always in your support, beside you for all the good things you are doing in your life. So always make thank to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for everything in your life, the seen and the unseen, because there are so many things which you cannot see, but Allah is there for you, to saving you from things which you don't know even.
This reminds me of an ayah, subhanAllah, again in Surah Al-Baqarah, which I have reflected on before in the season, which is in Surah Al-Baqarah, verse 216. But perhaps you hate a thing, yeah, and it is good for you, and perhaps you love a thing and it is bad for you. And I love, subhanAllah, how Allah ends this ayah and says, and Allah knows while you know not.
True, subhanAllah.
Just again a reminder that no matter what we want, what we love, يعني, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always wants what's best for us.
True, subhanAllah.
Even if it goes opposite to what you want. And you know, I understand it's easy to say.
Yes, because sometimes we don't understand what is happening. We want logic behind things, that why it is happening. It should be black and white and clear. But things don't work like this. Sometimes things don't make any sense. Sometimes in life, people not understanding the wisdom behind things. Maybe they understand in this life, maybe after years, maybe not. But know that Allah is always loving you, protecting you, always.
And it's another form as well of being tested.
Yes, that is so true. So
yani, even if something that you wanted and you're not getting, Allah is testing you. And even if you get the thing that you want, Allah is still testing you.
SubhanAllah, this life is a test.
I always say in Arabic, Dar al-Ibtila, the house, or the Dar is yak, considered house, or Dar al-Ibtila, the house of tests, that every day. But what makes it, you know, difficult, especially for the youth, because we mentioned them, in the media, in social media, and we always want this perfect life. Yeah, this is what we attain for. I should have a perfect marriage. I should have the perfect experience at college, not get into any fights, not fail, have the best teacher. Everything should be perfect. And this is where the clash happens. You have this expectation that everything will go right for you. And if it doesn't, then something is wrong with you.
Exactly. It comes to the same point, even for me as well. For the first time, when the that all door closed, things happen with me and everything is just stop at the moment. For the first time in my life, I begin to realize that what is the purpose of my life? Is this life is about just being famous or getting so much likes, followers, or luxury cars, or wearing good clothes, expensive clothes, and that's it? Or there is something more Allah want from us? Because this, all of these things are temporary. Even if you are following something, they are very, very famous celebrity. Even if you are wearing the best of clothes with best of brands, you have the most luxurious car. But what is the end? Where is the end?
Allah will not ask us what car were you driving,
exactly.
Where were you living,
exactly.
What you're wearing, what's your mobile number. No, it's what, you, there is an ayah as well. Of course, now that I put myself on the spot, can't remember now. I'll inshallah once I, it will come back bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, and then I will
inshallah.
I will recite it. I want to go back, Uzma, to the reason why you chose this title. Why specifically?
Okay, so you know the lifeline. What is lifeline to you? What is lifeline in a simple word? What you say for you, how you explain in a few words that what is lifeline to you?
I'm interviewing you or you're interviewing me?
Okay.
And I'm
okay.
Joking.
Okay.
When I think of lifeline,
yes.
So I think of my life and I think of what I hang on to. Yeah, so my
exactly the thing you can hold on, the thing you can trust, something that okay, this thing take me out from the difficult situation, this thing brings me ease in my life, this thing brings me from darkness to light.
Mm-hmm.
So Quran is the book which brings you from darkness to light, which brings you from hardship to ease. No matter in what situation you are, no matter people don't understand you, I promise that when you open the book of Allah, when you contemplate, whoever is listening, that when you start contemplating on the Quran, that they will be amazed. All the answers they are searching from the people, it is in the book. Open it. You will be amazed that all the answers, all the confusions will be clear. You will be amazed that it is always there. Allah always gives head up for everything in our life. It's the manual, it's the guide, it's the teacher, it's everything you can imagine. It's your lifeline to sustain in this life, to be happy and successful, not just in this life, but in the hereafter as well.
Subhanallah. I just want to remind you that if you're listening and you feel you want to join, you can by calling 2460258. Uzma, imagine somebody was like you, okay? You were reading the Quran for the sake of the rewards, but not really understanding. So somebody is where you are now, and you're telling them now, open Allah's book. But where do they start? How do they start? How did you start? So you said, I just opened and there was that ayah that yes. You're lost and I guide you. Yeah.
Yes.
But then what's the next step? If we can give us some practical things that you used in your life that helped you create a relationship with the Quran.
Okay. I must say that if they are trying, and they should, I open it if they want the peace, the serenity and the calmness in heart. I promise that all their problems will solve and they understand that this is the real meaning of life. They should start with the small ayahs, the small surahs. I mean, in the last chapter, in the last book, the last chapter, like 30,
yes.
the 30 juz. So they will start with the small one, because if you start with the big surahs, you will get overwhelmed. So start with the small surahs, like in the 30 juz.
Mm.
Yes, try to understand the meaning of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala connecting with us, what He is trying to tell us through the ayahs.
Okay.
Yeah.
We have another call. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum salam. How are you guys?
Alhamdulillah. This is... Uzma, this is Muhammad who called earlier. This is his brother, Hamid.
Oh, mashallah.
How are you, Hamid, Baba?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. I hope you're all fine. I just wanted to comment.
about how you're talking about the youth. It's true. They want everything to be perfect. They expect to get something when they don't give something in return. Even my father always says to me, "You give, I give." Yeah, and I just wanted to say, Ma Salama, thank you for a wonderful season. Inshallah, I'll see you next season.
Inshallah, inshallah.
Inshallah.
Thank
and
you.
And about the clear Quran, I didn't receive it.
Yeah, I know, Baba. Inshallah, it's coming. I have not been well, but okay. Inshallah, it's coming. Thank you. You think I will forget you? I will not forget you. Don't worry.
وإياك
بابا. See you, Baba. Thank you so much.
عيد مبارك to you.
To you too, Baba. الله يتقبل منك.
It's so lovely to listen to the young ones. May Allah bless all of them.
Allahumma, I mean, they surprised me last year because this was the last thing I was expecting. You know, when I was preparing the show, the last thing I have to be honest, I was not thinking of the youth. You know, I was just thinking of people in their 20s. But then these boys surprised me, which was Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala planted this idea in their mothers. Who I had them on their show. They're, let me see if someone wants to listen to the episode. I have it here. It's from last season. It's called The Nu'mani Brothers. And they were episode, 15 in last season. Okay, so this is all available on Oman FM. We are on podcast, so you can go and check out last season. You can listen to their story. But yeah, it is, subhanAllah, nice to be used in that way for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the book and for the youth to be listening. So going back to how somebody can start, you said to start with the small surahs.
Yes.
And if I can add, even break it down and pick an ayah. There's some videos that you can find on YouTube. Yeah.
Definitely.
And they just pick one ayah.
Yes, and verse by verse.
Yeah, verse by verse. And not necessarily, they choose one juzu. For example, Nu'man Ali Khan has Quranic gems. You choose, this is what I teach, by the way, in my Quran journaling course. So I'm just giving you a bit of information. So you pick from the Quranic gem series, he talks about one ayah from each juzu. So he goes through 30 juzu and he picks only one ayah. So if you just listen, and you know how long the video is?
Like 2 hours?
No. 4 or 5 minutes. So okay. You can't say, I don't have time.
Oh, okay, mashallah. There it's a short description.
It's a short description. He doesn't go deep into tafsir.
Okay,
he just
okay.
goes into the reflection.
Okay.
So what is this? Why was this sent? And what's the message for us? And my advice is when you listen to an ayah, when you really set your intention towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and understanding his book, when you hear an ayah and you understand it, it has to change you. You can't just hear the ayah and you're the same person. If it says, for example, don't lie. So from now on, you are going to be a person that does not lie because you have heard the ayah and you are going to be for those sami'na wa ata'na. Sami'na, we have heard and we will
obey.
Yes. This is the kind of Muslim and human that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to be.
True, subhanAllah, and at least try, even just make intention that I will do it because we are not perfect.
Exactly.
And even I thought that, okay, I will not lie from this point, but maybe the person will trip. So go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's so Ghafur Rahim. He will pardon you every time you do mistake.
And as you said in the beginning, even if you trip, do istighfar.
Yes.
He gave us the tools.
Exactly. All the tools are there. We are the ones who are in ignorance.
SubhanAllah.
SubhanAllah.
So the beauty of this, we have to realize that this change does not happen overnight. Like Uthma now,
true.
How long from the time you made that intention to now? How long has it been? How many?
10 years.
10 years?
Yes.
Tabarak ar-Rahman.
Yes, almost 10 years.
Masha, I don't know how old you are, but tabarak ar-Rahman, I was not going to give you.
You see, it's a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a gift, actually. Same like you as well.
Jazakallah. But I don't mind sharing my gift, but it's okay. So, yani, the point that I'm trying to make here is that when you do make this intention, it's going to be a journey that you start with the first step, which is the intention. But know that you have the enemy, which is a shaitan.
Yes.
And you have an-nafs al-ammara bisu, the how do I explain this?
Okay, that is always reproaching you for the bad things. That do that now.
Yes.
Do it. If you are feeling thirsty, just drink the water now. It's same like this. If you are feeling something for which is not halal or which is bad, which is sinful, that specific nafs, that nafs al-ammara, that force you to do that, not able to let you think that, okay, what are the consequences if I did this? If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is happy or angry on me, or maybe this is the bad thing. So we have to know that how to control nafs al-ammara, because there are two more nafs. نفس المطمئنة.
هي ماشاءالله الفقيهة هنا. She's already studied this.
سبحان الله.
Yeah, please tell us.
Yeah. So two, there are three nafs. As you mentioned, the Amara one is the evil one, the most evil one. But Allah Subhanahu wa Taala placed two more nafs in us. So the one is the mutmainna one, the one which is on the highest level of when you are in the peace with yourself and with Allah Subhanahu wa Taala, that whatever is in my qadr, it's for my good. This is the highest level the person can achieve. So our goal should be nafs al-mutma'inna. That the one, nafs al-ammara, and that one is, that in the middle one is, there is another one. I don't remember the name right now.
No problem. If you remember, if it comes to you, inshallah, you can share it with
us. Nafs al-lawama.
Yes,
that one is the one which if you did something bad, that nafs tells you, that okay, you did it wrong, just do astaghfar, you did it wrong, this is not right. So these are, but again, these are, again, Allah gave us tools. It's not that Allah just leave us with all those nafs inside us. Allah always gives us tools. It's just us that we take step and be in control of everything. It's not that the things come in our way and we are like just behaving like a person who don't care about anything. Yes.
Another thing to say, so if you do make a mistake, yeah, go back to Allah. Don't let that mistake define you. Like any failure that we will go through in our life, be it marriage, subject we failed in, that failure does not mean I am a failure. And this is again something that the youth always feel. Oh, I failed, khalas.
Yes.
I am a loser and everything negative. Life is about, subhanAllah, life is about hanging on to this lifeline.
True.
The moment we choose it, Allah will test us. He'll always test us, even to remind us that there is a lifeline that you should be hanging on to.
True. The rope of Allah.
The rope of Allah, subhanAllah. We have a caller. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh.
Sister Rasha.
MashaAllah.
Thank you so much for your calling, Sister Rasha. I was hoping you would call. I haven't heard your voice.
I'm so excited to listen to Sister Uthman's episode, subhanAllah, but I had a session. So once I finished, I came. It was just a couple of minutes listening, but inshallah, I will listen to it.
Inshallah.
Jazakallahu khairan, Sister Uthman. I was listening, mashallah, the last few minutes that you were talking, reminding people of the mercy of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and how Allah made all the means easy if we really intend, subhanAllah, that we want to understand the Quran and we want to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And subhanAllah, the session that I had, we had Imani meetings online, and it was about the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
SubhanAllah.
So we were listening to the recitation of Sheikh Abdul Rashid Sufi. I would love to share also with you this ayat, Ibn Allah, from Surah Fussilat.
Okay.
From the Sheikh Abdul Rashid Sufi. We were enjoying listening to his recitation, mashallah. Okay, so we are listening now.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم حميم تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم كتاب فصلت
سبحان الله يعني تنزيل من الرحمن الرحيم لا إله إلا الله. This revelation is from the entirely merciful, subhanAllah. The entirely merciful, the especially merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So subhanAllah, Ramadan, we are just, last hours of Ramadan.
Yes.
We have one more left day.
So let us beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is reminding us in the Quran that this revelation is from the entirely merciful, the especially merciful, that Ya Rab, forgive us for the shortcomings, Ya Rab, forgive us for, you know, the mistakes, the sins, and allow the Quran to descend in our hearts.
Amen.
We were really, really sincere. It's not about, you know, Ramadan. We are still, alhamdulillah, blessed, because always the important is the ending. We're really sincere. Allah will bless us in the last minute of Ramadan, the last hour of Ramadan. So let us beg Allah for this mercy to descend in our hearts that comes from Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. La ilaha illallah. Thank you, my beloved sisters.
Jazakallah khayr.
Ameen wa yakin.
Always unite us.
Allahumma ameen.
For His sake, Ya Rabbil Alameen.
Allahumma ameen. Wafiki barakallah. MashaAllah, I loved the reflection of the ayah from Surah Fussilat. It also reminded me of a verse in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 204. So when the Quran is recited, then listen to it and pay attention and you may receive mercy. I want to add this to what Sister Rasha said. Yes, we are reading the Quran, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala honored the month of Ramadan with the Quran. For those who have not started or start today, yeah, we're still in the month of Ramadan, but start today with the intention of continuing, that this be a part of my life. Just like Salah, any shortcomings that we have, let's not let it define us. Or define me, this is Maya, oh, I'm never going to be close to Allah because look at how I'm living my life. Make the intention to change today. We are still alive. Allah is still giving you a chance. And as long as you're alive, Allah is giving you a chance.
True, subhanAllah.
So go. Yes. Go.
As long as we are breathing.
Yes.
Because we are not paying for our heartbeats or our breathing, no matter how much sinner the person is. Allah is not asking them, okay, today you have to pay for your breath. As long as you are breathing, as long as your heart is beating, just know that Allah is loving you. Allah is so merciful. Allah, the door of Allah is always open. Never ever think that, okay, I'm so much bad and I'm not the person. This is not the place for me. Islam is for something else. Those people who are of high rank, those are the pious people. Just don't think like this. This is shaitan which is messing with your brain.
And another thing, it doesn't mean the people who... what you look at, yeah, even on Instagram or whatever, even in life, you see this person has, alhamdulillah, wealth, has, drives the finest cars, is good looking and all of that. Don't think that this person is not not being tested. What tends to happen that I notice from my experience, what I lack, for example, if I feel that Allah has not blessed me with children, yeah, and I look at somebody else who has children, I feel this person is happy because they have children. So if, for example, someone who has no money, and I look at somebody who has money, I say, mashallah, this person should be top of the world because they have money and I don't. But that person who seems to have everything might be suffering from something that you don't know, health-wise. Maybe they can't sleep at night. Maybe they have problems that you don't know, because what looks, when you look at them, you feel that they have no problems. So don't judge and don't compare your life with what you see, because you don't know. And believe me 100% that somewhere in that person's life, they are being tested.
True. SubhanAllah, as Allah mentioned in the Quran, every one of us will be tested. Every, no matter they're poor, rich, black, white, whatever level in the person's life is, they will be tested. It is written in the Quran. So we have to prepare ourselves for the test, because in the end, we want to pass.
But Uthma, when you say we have to prepare ourselves, I don't know how to prepare and if I will ever be prepared. The one thing that I... just because we're having this conversation, the one thing that I can say, I will, I know that Allah will test us, but I don't know how He is going to test me. So when you tell me to prepare, what do you mean?
I mean to open the book of Allah, because every recipe is there. Everything is there that Allah give the questions and the answers. Imagine, can you imagine any test will have the question and answers in it? Can you imagine the teacher which gives you the question along with
this
the answers
is a nice
in
exam.
It? Yes, exactly. But this is not an easy exam. See, Allah give the questions that, okay, the difficulty will come. through wealth, through health, through children, through your family, maybe through loved ones. Mm-hmm. But Allah also gave the answer in it that be patient, be consistent, and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Have tawakkal on Allah in any situation, because maybe you cannot understand your situation right now. You are in the struggling phase. Nobody can understand like Allah understand. Nobody can love like Allah. But how you know until you never open the book of Allah with the intention of understanding what are these words which Allah spoken to us for all the humanity, for the guidance of the humanity.
Some might say, okay, but this, for example, like you.
Yes.
I don't know, I didn't ask you, do you speak Arabic?
Little bit, very, little very bit. Little.
Okay, so how do you understand the Quran?
With the meaning.
Mm.
With the meaning and with the tafsir.
Okay, so I knew the answer. I just wanted Arma to answer.
Yeah, I have to be honest. Yeah, yes.
But that's because people sometimes make excuses, and we're very good at doing that. Oh, I don't have time because this is a little, because it's not a priority. Oh, I want to understand the Quran, but it's in Arabic.
But
I don't
the translations. Speak. Did you see the level of translations are
know,
there
I
in
know.
The world?
So see, Arma's telling you they're translations. So no more excuses. And not only that, you don't have to have a physical book.
Exactly.
Yes, I'm giving. Some away, so if you want, I'm giving a copy of the Clear Quran. So if you want, you can call 2460205824602058 to win one. But also, it's available online. Have you heard of that website, Quran.com?
Yes, yes.
And there they have translations in so many languages.
Exactly.
Not only English and Arabic, and they also have translations like the Noble Quran on each word. You've seen that website,
yes,
I'm sure.
Yes, this is this amazing website to start with. Just be in your, set the intention that if you want the, because everybody wants success. Nobody in the world says that, okay, I want a minimum success in the world. They want success. If you want the success of this life, but the success of afterlife as well. So what is more best than this, that you get the success of both worlds by reading the book of Allah, by knowing the gems inside that book.
And only those who read will know the gems.
Exactly, exactly. It's a book with so much that I just, you will be mesmerized. Even if you are the one who don't read with the translation and everything, you will be mesmerized that how I don't know about that book. Mm. How I don't know about these words, that the everything making sense in my life. When you if you are struggling in life, you will be amazed that by the book that Allah understand me. In every verse you are start contemplating, maybe ayah by ayah, you will understand that everything is there.
So, yeah, because Allah created me. So when Allah created me, He made sure that I have a guide.
Exactly.
So I can understand myself. I can understand how to live this life, which He also created.
Exactly. But the delusion and illusion of this world, Allah also mentioned this in Quran, that this world is an illusion.
Yes.
So don't get distracted with the illusion of this world. This world is temporary. No matter how much you are trying for anything worldly, will go in this world. You will know, no matter if you are going for the beauty, like this skin will go away. It will just dissolve in the soil.
No matter how much Botox.
But yes, I'm coming on the Botox and surgeries and everything. But know that this skin, the thing which remains is ruh. Work on your ruh. Make, beautify your ruh.
Your ruh is the soul.
Soul, yes. Mm. Beautify your soul. Beautify your heart. Work on your heart. Like you are working on your body. Yes. Start working on your soul also. The moment you start working on your heart, on your soul, the love of Quran will help you. Allah will help you. Allah will definitely help the person. Allah will definitely, if you take one step towards Allah. And there is in hadith as well that if you take one step, Allah will take more. There is a span of, like, Allah is more hasty towards you than you yourself. Yes.
SubhanAllah. Azma, I'd like to thank you. We'll have to end the show. I want to thank you for coming. You know what happened, but thank you so much for coming and making the time. And I think what you ended with there was so empowering and a beautiful way to end the show. Fajazakallah khair, and may Allah give you nur, inshallah, in your life, and may He continue to educate you, and may He continue to educate the ummah, especially the youth, inshallah. I want to take these last 2 minutes. Excuse me. I want to take these last 2 minutes to thank a couple of key people, alhamdulillah, that made this show a success. But before that, I'd like to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for giving me this opportunity this year, alhamdulillah, again. And I pray that He accepts the intention behind this show, the guests who came, and also that we are trying to do the work and continuing the work of our messenger, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, in sharing the beautiful nur of this book. I would like to thank the listeners of Oman FM. You have made this show amazing. Fajazakum Allah khair for listening and showing support and sharing and calling. It's such an honor, alhamdulillah, to get to know you and for you to be part of this amazing show. I also like to thank Hadir Al-Maskari, which is part of the Oman FM team. Hadir Al-Maskari, who was doing the graphics for the show. Rawi Al-Amri, I understand she's no longer with us, but she did facilitate so many things for the show. Ahmed Al-Iremi, the amazing sound engineer for this is the second year. We're always together. I think we've worked a long time together since the beginning, but the dedicated sound engineer. Ahmed is such a pleasure to work with, to see such Omanis dedicated and skilled, mashallah. It just makes me so proud. And finally, but Abdullah Al-Ma'wali, program director at Oman FM, and as well Talal Al-Shahri. And thank you guys for always supporting me and supporting the show. This show wouldn't be a success without you. Jazakum Allah khair, and inshallah, continue sharing, continue listening. And bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, if I'm alive, inshallah, I will see you bi'idhnillahi ta'ala next year on Oman FM, on Love Your Life. Kul'am wa antum bi khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.